Paratransit Rules and Regulations by Robin Whalen, Transportation Committee Chair. We all get frustrated with our paratransit services, but to be the best advocates we can be, it is important we understand the rules and regulations that govern these services. Sometimes we just don't know where to look, so I'll do my best to lay out the rules for you here. All of this information was taken from the FTA Frequently Asked Questions page. You can access that page by going to transit.gov. After all, education is power. What is paratransit limited to only where there is a bus? Under the American with Disabilities Act, ADA, paratransit functions as a safety net for persons whose disabilities prevent them from using the regular fixed route system. It is not intended to meet all of the transportation needs of all persons with disabilities all the time. The level of service provided is required to be comparable to that available on the fixed route system. The hours and days of operation must be the same, and service must be provided to origins and destinations within 3/4 of a mile of a bus route, or between points within 3/4 of a mile a radius in different rail stations. There is no obligation to provide service to points beyond the service area, or during time of the week when the comparable bus route or rail line is not operating. Of course, nothing in the ADA prohibits a transit system from operating service above and beyond the minimum ADA requirements. It is also important to note that while the term paratransit is often used to mean any kind of demand-responsive transportation service, it has a specific meaning under the ADA. The ADA paratransit eligibility criteria and service requirements apply only to paratransit operated as a complement to a fixed route system operated by the public entity. There are separate provisions covering demand-responsive services provided for the general public. What are the required paratransit reservation hours? Paratransit reservation service must be available during at least all normal business hours of the entity's administrative offices, as well as during times comparable to normal business hours on a day when the entity's offices are not open or before a service day, example, on Sunday. Did you know that they cannot charge you for a trip to be evaluated for paratransit services? Transit agencies are prohibited from making applicants pay for transportation to and from an assessment, as the assessment is part of the eligibility process. They are also prohibited from charging an application fee. Did you know that the Americans with Disabilities Act limited the number of subscription trips to 50% of available trips? As long as it does not absorb more than 50% of the available trips at a given time of day, the ADA permits a transit operator to provide subscription service along the 50% ceiling if it finds it has the excess capacity available. Example, all requests for next day of service are met and capacity to provide additional trips remain. If after constant monitoring, it finds next day requesters are being denied trips, the operator must either increase its passenger carrying capacity or reduce the number of subscription trips. How are paratransit operating hours determined? Complementary paratransit service must be available during the same days and hours that fixed route service request operates. If an individual can travel from a given origin to a given destination on a particular fixed route at a certain time of day, a paratransit eligible person must also be available to travel from the same origin to the same destination on paratransit at that time of day. Because paratransit service is required to be available during the same hours and days as the fixed route system, and because not all fixed routes will be necessary to be operating at the given time of day, the shape of the paratransit service area can be expected to change accordingly. For example, it is common for certain routes to not run late at night. Those routes and their associated paratransit corridors do not need to be served with paratransit when the fixed route system is not running on them. Are paratransit providers required to get public input from their customers in developing and maintaining a paratransit plan? Yes, in developing a paratransit plan, an agency must ensure public participation through outreach, consultation with individuals with disabilities, opportunistic for public comment of the plan, and at least one public hearing. Additionally, they are required to have an ongoing mechanism for participation of individuals with disabilities in the continued development and assessment of services to persons with disabilities. Most agencies establish an advisory committee. Did you know that comparable service is also based on the length of a trip? A paratransit trip should be comparable in length to the identical trip on the fixed route system, including the time necessary to travel to the bus stop, wait for the bus, actual riding time, transfers, and travel from the final stop to the person's ultimate destination. What is the maximum amount you can be charged for a paratransit trip? Under the law, the most you can be charged for a paratransit trip is twice that of the regular bus fare. Therefore, if bus fare is $1, they can charge you only $2 for a similar paratransit trip. Is a transit agency allowed to negotiate your pickup time? Yes, it can to 1 hour before and after the individual's desired departure time. Any deviation from this 1 hour window would exceed the bounds of comparability. This means that in the event of an individual accepts and takes a trip negotiated to begin more than 1 hour before or after his or her desired departure time, the transit operator must still record a denial based on its inability to provide the trip within the time frame specified under .ADA regulations. These are just some of the basic rules and regulations that govern paratransit. I will share more in the future, not just about paratransit, but about regulations governing buses and light rail. I hope this information is helpful.